Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Weekend violence in Syria has a sobering effect on Holy Week for local Christian communities. The Mission Cry's semi-annual Bible Drive is underway, and you can still be part of it. Story coming your way in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Syria, where many churches are restraining their Easter celebrations this year after Palm Sunday violence in a central Syrian village. Samuel with Redemptive Stories says multiple reports are circulating, but the basic outline is this. Muslim men were harassing a young woman in the village, and men in the community came to her defense.
Then there was subsequently reprisal attacks on the people that were harassing her, and then the group that was then harassing the young lady then attacked a Christian village.
Gunmen damaged businesses, cars, and a statue of the Virgin Mary. Thankfully, no casualties were reported. Meanwhile, in unity, not out of fear, Syria's Greek Orthodox and Catholic patriarchs have issued a joint statement. Easter this year will be celebrated, quote, only with prayer inside the churches.
Not the whole of Syria, but a lot of Christian communities are standing with this one community that was attacked in solidarity there, limiting their celebrations external to the church over the week of Holy Week.
Samuel says that especially in Syria, Easter normally is a time of great celebration, with marching bands and songs of both lament and joy.
It's a sad realization of the pressures that Syrian Christians face these days.
Pray that believers remain in Syria and stand as witnesses for Christ. Next, a heart can easily become prejudiced when it stops seeing people through God's gaze. Ron Hutchcraft with Hutchcraft Ministries tells us.
When your heart starts to turn cold toward any people and hard, you're entering into a spiritual danger zone.
People often categorize each other by nationality, religion, or appearance. These perceptions often stem from distorted portrayals or negative personal experiences. Jesus warned about this, saying that as lawlessness increases,
he said the hearts of most will turn cold.
For believers, the danger is making quick judgments based on limited knowledge of someone. This is something that can block the path of the gospel, but there's a better approach that restores the heart.
Let's think about what our Creator sees. And what he sees, he doesn't see categories. He sees, first of all, individuals made in his image.
Jesus came to save individuals, not groups. He modeled this in the apostles that he chose. Tax collectors, zealots, and people from varied backgrounds in education.
They are disciples of Jesus Christ. Apparently, those differences, those categories don't matter. It is submerged into a new identity.
Pray that God's perspective on people will shape believers engaged in the Great Commission. And Mission Cry has sent nearly $500 million worth of free used Bibles, Christian books, and seminary materials to 180 countries. Jason Wolford of Mission Cry says,
there are so many organizations and churches that give Bibles to the point that the average home, not the saved home, not the Christian home, the average home in America has six Bibles sitting on its shelf.
In other places around the world, people desperately want these materials.
With the state of everything around the world going on, there's a great need that we're seeing than ever before, where people are requesting, just desiring the Word of God and not desiring a brand new Bible with a sticker on it.
As Mission Cry holds its semi-annual Bible Drive, pray for the mission that the Bibles will touch the hearts of those who receive them and that the readers will put their faith in Jesus Christ.
This is a spiritual battle that we're in. We're sending the Word, the only thing that doesn't return void. God says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God alone.
Pray also for state coordinators who collect the Bibles, for the money to send the containers, and for those sharing the Word of God on the ground in difficult places around the world. If you'd like to get involved, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.